Welcome back to another episode of Peaceful Home Birth. Today, I'm going to tell you a secret. When I was growing up, I didn't think I'd ever want children. I was going to go off my own, live my independent life, and I was going to love every minute of it. Kids were way too loud, too needy, and they just weren't for me. Fast forward 20-ish years later, and I'm here with four lovely children who are huge blessings in my life. I've been on a journey and process of sanctification each day, which I think every mom understands. What I am noticing, though, is that birth oftentimes is the catalyst for many women to start asking profound and important questions about world systems, the way life works, what God's character is, and so much more. That's exactly what started me on my health and holistic living journey. And I firmly believe that every woman should consider home birth as her first option. And if for some reason it becomes necessary to pursue other options, that can be looked into. The reason I have so much conviction about this belief is because I've experienced firsthand with my own stories and also walking by many women whose birth experience left a profound mark on them, both positive or negative. And today I want to give you some things to think about in regards to birth impacting your motherhood. These may or may not resonate with you or apply at this moment, but if this helps you consider the impact of birth with a long-term vision and makes this decision a bit more weighty, then I will have done my job today. But before we get into this episode, I do want to let you know that I have started offering free 30-minute birth strategy sessions. So, whether you're a first-time mom who's trying to find out all of the information about birth so you can be prepared and confident, but you're just feeling so much pressure to find the best information for you and your baby, or maybe you've had a traumatic birth in the past, and now you're curious if home birth could be the solution and the healing you're looking for. Well, this call is for you, sister. This is a no strings attached call where we will hop on a private Zoom room for about 30 minutes, and I'll act like your private home birth coach and help you find breakthrough and the confidence you need to make decisions. So schedule yours today at bit.ly/birth strategy. All right, let's get into the show. Welcome to the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, where your journey to a joyful and empowered birth experience begins. I'm your host, Allie McLean, a registered nurse, home birth coach, devoted wife, and proud mother to four incredible kiddos. I've walked the path from trauma to triumph, and I'm here to guide you every step of the way. At the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast, we're more than just a show. We're a community of dreamers, believers, and fearless mothers-to-be. If you're seeking to reclaim your birth story, to transform fear into confidence, and to embrace the beauty of home birth, you've found your tribe. My own transformative journey began with a traumatic C-section, propelling me on a quest to uncover the power of home birth. And now I'm on a mission to help you rise above your past, prevent needless C-sections, and stand firmly in the certainty of your dream birth. As a devoted follower of Jesus, I believe that his divine design for birth is inherently good. It is a reflection of his love, strength, and grace. If the dream of home birth has been planted on your heart, know that it's there for a purpose, and I'm here to stand with you as you pursue it wholeheartedly. In a world filled with racing thoughts and doubts, I'm your guide to taking those thoughts captive, making them obedient to Christ, and replacing them with the liberating truth. Together, we'll navigate the challenges that lie ahead, finding not only freedom, but also unbridled joy on your path to motherhood. This podcast is a haven for the woman who has faced the darkness of a traumatic birth and has questioned whether home birth is within her reach. Here we shatter those doubts. Join us for illuminating interviews with remarkable birth workers who share our reverence for the sanctity and splendor of birth. Listen to inspiring women as they recount their triumphant birth stories, each a testament to the strength that resides within you. So whether you're just starting to explore the world of home birth or you're already on this radiant journey, the Peaceful Home Birth Podcast is your sanctuary, your wellspring of knowledge, and your unwavering support system. Get ready to be inspired, to be empowered, and to embark on a path that leads you to the birth you've always dreamed of. It's time to experience the Holy Spirit's power, to embrace the beauty of birth, and to create a legacy of love and strength. Are you ready to transform your birth experience? Let's dive in. All right. Well, this episode might be a little different today, mostly because I want you to have a perspective shift, okay? This might not be so much practical preparation as it is when your mindset shifts to more of a futuristic thinking of why you're making a decision. Sometimes it can help you be more confident, right? And that's the first thing I'm going to talk about. So I absolutely don't want you to hear today that I am a perfect mom and I've got it all together. And because I've had home births, it has totally changed my relationship with my kids. No. But what I do want you to hear is that birth matters, and we take our story from, you know, the time that we have a baby all the way until we go to heaven. So the story stays with us, and the beliefs that are formed through experiences really do impact our motherhood. So there is a unfortunate belief system that birth is just a means to an end. And you've probably heard me say that before, but that's just not true. Okay, birth in and of itself is a transformation. It's a journey. It's a process that's going to prepare you for empowered motherhood. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. So, how does it impact your motherhood? Well, the first thing, like I said, is confidence. So, when I was first pregnant with my first baby, I brought a sense of, I don't know what the heck I'm doing to the pregnancy, to the birth, and ultimately into my motherhood. So what this looked like was passing off all of my decisions to a provider, to families and friends and everybody else, instead of looking inward to me as the mother and getting to know my child and knowing what they need. I just outsourced it to everybody. And I lost confidence. I lost confidence in myself. I lost confidence ultimately in the people around me that were telling me what to do, and the medical system. So I guess it wasn't all bad, because I really transformed and I've grown so much since then. But what I've noticed from my last three home births is that I am way more confident in the decisions that I'm making as a mom, because I had to learn that when preparing for birth, right? So what this has taught me, what birth has taught me, and what birth has taught many women who decide to birth out the system, is you can do hard things, right? You can be countercultural. You can be the black sheep of your family and be the first one, be a trailblazer. You can go against what is normal. How powerful is that? That is overcoming. That's powerful. That is stepping outside of normal. That's like one of the hardest things that you can do. But ultimately, you're going to see that in your motherhood, with the way you raise your children, with the decisions that you make for their health, with their schooling. There's so many things that when you prove to yourself, hey, I've done a really, really hard thing before. I cannot believe I gave birth at home, totally unmedicated, surrounded by the people I love. And I know that if I could do it then, I can do it now. And I will overcome, and I will do hard things, and I'll still be surrounded by the people that I love. And that really just changes your overall perspective of what you can do. Another thing, you can make hard decisions. I think one of the scariest things when people are thinking about confidence and how they lack confidence, not just in the birth, But in their motherhood, it's because their decisions, like I was saying, I just outsource them to everybody because I didn't think I was capable of making a good enough decision for my child, a good enough decision for myself. And so when you start on that doubt process, it just takes you down a spiral and it's really hard to come out. But you have to believe before you can start making decisions that you're capable. So sometimes we have to act like we're confident when we're not really feeling that confident. And that just looks like taking the next step, taking the next step. And then slowly but surely, you start proving to yourself, oh, I can do hard things. Oh, I can make difficult decisions. And I don't have to make decisions because the culture tells me to, or because my family member tells me to, or because that's the way my friends did it. I can say, I am capable, I'm confident, and I'm going to make these empowered decisions. The next thing is when you are preparing for a home birth, one of the most important things that you do is start learning how to listen to your intuition. Okay, and now it's time to share one of my sponsors with you. After my first birth, which ended in a traumatic C-section, I started researching literally everything, including things that go in and on me and my family's body. I started getting rid of everything, first starting with cleaning products and then over-the-counter meds. But makeup has been the hardest thing for me to replace. It seems as all the natural makeup is in powder form, and with the type of covers that I like, it just was not cutting it. That's when I found Araza Beauty's all-in-one coconut cream foundation. This foundation actually improves my skin while providing sun protection and, of course, even coverage. With a dewy finish, almost like a BB cream, it's perfect for everyday wear. Plus, it's packed with ingredients like jojoba oil, probiotics, antioxidants, and zinc oxide, which provides SPF 28 coverage. I also love that Araza Beauty is a woman-owned and dedicated to giving back to victims of domestic violence. I feel great about supporting this company, which makes its super luxurious makeup even more satisfying. Now, I recommend with starting with the foundation. See what I did there, foundation? You won't regret it. Just to make it easier for you, Araza is giving my listeners a special discount of 15% off. So go to arazabeauty.com and use the code EmpoweredBirth at checkout. I think back to when I was first pregnant. Honestly, I don't even think I knew what an intuition was. I definitely made some gut decisions. And I might not always be the most logical thinker all the time. But when I was preparing for my first home birth, that's when I started noticing, oh, I'm just asking myself better questions. I'm taking time to tune in and say, what do I need? What does my baby need? What am I feeling right now? And then that can cue the logical thinking. So I definitely have been on a journey to develop and grow in that self-awareness and that intuition. And ultimately, when you practice that and you get really good at it, that's where the confidence is going to come in. Trust me, this is not just for pregnancy. You will need this in your motherhood. So if you get good at it through your pregnancy, you will thank yourself when your kid gets sick. And you're like, I don't know what to do about this. When you have to make a decision for school and you're like, oh my goodness, am I doing the right thing? When you have new people coming into your life and you have to decide, are my kids safe around this person? What is your gut saying? All your intuition and your that gut feeling is going to come so in handy as a mom. So growing that in your pregnancy is going to be paramount for your preparation to motherhood. So, number two is surrender. This is one of the top most difficult things, one that I've ever had to do, and two that I hear women struggling with the most. Like, what even is surrender, right? Well, I think surrender is ultimately knowing that we don't have control over outcomes. And it's letting go of those outcomes and giving them to someone who does, right? So I think some people think surrendering just means we don't care anymore and we just say, well, I'm not in control, so we'll just see what happens. That's not surrender at all. Surrender is being responsible, making decisions. Making logical and intuitive decisions and trusting that the outcome is ultimately left up to the Lord. And as Christians, there is so much peace in that. When I finally realized what surrender was, it wasn't until my second home birth when I was in the middle of labor and I could not switch into active labor. It was so annoying to me because I had planned it all out in my head. I was going to have a 6-hour labor and it was going to be fast. And I was going to just totally like move through it so easily. But what I didn't realize is I was trying to control the outcomes. I was like forcing myself to have the outcome of my birth look a certain way. And so it wasn't until everybody had to leave my house and I just spent some time with the Lord and he's like, Allie, like I'm in control. This story is not, it doesn't have to look like anybody else's. This is yours. And so leave it to me. Okay. The timing, the outcomes, that has to be given to the Lord. My decisions were empowered. My decisions were educational. They were made out of looking at all being educated, right? About the physiological birth system, about the design, about my capabilities. And I was very tuned into my body, my baby's body. And I think I had gotten this idea that if I was totally prepared and totally confident, that I could somehow control the outcome. How silly, looking back. But what this did for my motherhood is no, I am responsible for my decisions, but I don't have control over the outcome. So, what I can do is I can be educated, I can be intuitive, I can be confident in the Lord's ability to have outcomes that He's going to ultimately use for good, right? And so, when my kid gets sick, I can look at her and know, okay, I'm going to work through it this way. Like, this is how our family has decided to work through illness. So, we're going to do that. And I'm going to leave the outcome up to the Lord because ultimately I know that He is the healer. I know He's designed our bodies in a specific way, but ultimately He is in control of this outcome. So, one thing that when I am coaching my clients and we're talking about surrender, the number one thing I ask them is, what do you believe the character of God is? Right? When it wasn't until, well, maybe like 3 years ago, I started questioning, what do I actually believe about God, about who He is, about what He thinks about me, about what He thinks about certain situations? I started asking myself more. Prior to that, I just focused on God as judge, as God is all powerful, as God is controlling and almost like this harsh taskmaster, like who demands obedience. That's what I saw him as. So, of course, when I'm thinking about the most transformational, beautiful transition in my life that I have so expected, like expectantly waited for and hoped for and prayed for, why would I want to surrender that to a God who's just distant and controlling and really doesn't care about birth or me? He just wants me to obey. He wants me to make the right decisions, right? It's hard to surrender your dreams and your outcomes to a God like that. Now, I'm not saying he's not judge. I'm not saying he doesn't want you to obey. Of course he does. But what I have noticed the past 3 years is that when I see the other characteristics of God, like God is loving, God is merciful, God is all powerful, but He also gives us free will to make decisions and empower decisions. And our decisions do have consequences. So when I feel the weight of that, and yet I look up to the Lord and say, wow, God, you are so merciful. You give me the answers that I need. Wow, God, you are so loving. And I know you're looking down on me. I know that you're looking at my baby with such love, like a father just looks at his daughters with such joy and amazement and wonder. And just when I focus on those characteristics of God, it's so much easier to trust him. And the beautiful thing about him is that he is so deep. You cannot ever fully know him. And so it's always an adventure. You can dive deeper and deeper and deeper. And the more I do, the more I'm convinced that he loves birth, that he loves women, that he loves and is so honored by powerful mothers who make empowered decisions, mothers who are joyful, who are countercultural, who say, no, I have my convictions and I'm going to stand by those because I want to honor and glorify the Lord. He is so pleased by that, right? And he's not there just demanding you make the right decision, otherwise he's going to punish you. That's just not how he works. And I believe that the Lord wants so much freedom for Christian women out there. And he's using birth to show you his side of love and mercy and amazement and wonder and just infatuation with you. So I want you to spend some time today and I want you to pray. Ask him to reveal himself to you in a new way. Ask him to show his character to you. I believe he will. Now, the third way that birth really impacts motherhood is the peaceful transition. Okay. When we have a non-traumatic transition into the next phase of life, man, it is helpful. This is coming from somebody who's had a traumatic transition and a peaceful one. It really does matter. So, part of the, if you do have a traumatic birth, there is healing. Praise the Lord, there is healing. But when you have a peaceful transition, it does lessen the likelihood of postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. Your birth experience very much matters because if, picture this, you're postpartum and you are so depressed that it's hard to take care of your baby. You are so anxious that you don't want to get out of the house and take your baby anywhere because you're afraid you or your baby's going to get sick. What type of motherhood, what type of nurturing and bonding and joy and peace is that? That was impacted by your birth experience, right? So birth matters. You carry that into your postpartum time and beyond if you don't seek healing for that. Peaceful transitions also promote bonding. And bonding is important for many reasons. Bonding helps with the attachment. It helps you and baby have that healthy attachment as mother and baby. It also helps with breastfeeding, right? When we give ourselves time to spend plenty of skin-to-skin time, that will help your milk come in and stay strong. Also, when you realize that birth, the way that we birth really impacts the health of the mother, the overall health. Man, being around birth for so long, I have seen a wide variety of what can happen both in the hospital, birth center, and at home. And what I see postpartum when I'm following up with these women is that if the mother is healthy, let's say she's avoided severe surgical trauma, both C-section or episiotomy, she has avoided, hands being put into her uterus and placenta scraped out. She has the baby has avoided, being pulled out by force. I see that when the mother is healthy, the whole family is healthy. The whole family thrives, right? And so birth impacts the health of a mother, which will ultimately impact the health of the family. And this includes baggage, right? So, like, if you keep having traumatic births, or you have a traumatic birth and you have done nothing to heal from it, you've done no birth story listening, you've done no processing, no journaling, no counseling, no like splunkna or EMDR or anything like that. If you've not pursued that, you are going to carry baggage into your next labor, which affects that labor. And it's just a cycle, right? And then your children hear their birth stories, they internalize that, and it becomes generational. So birth doesn't matter just for you. It doesn't matter just for your children. It matters for your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and so on. So that peaceful transition into the postpartum time will ultimately impact generations. So just a quick recap. Some ways that birth can impact your motherhood are through confidence. You can do hard things. You are more than capable of making hard countercultural decisions, and learning how to listen to your intuition will serve you well as a mom. Number two, surrender. Ultimately, who are we surrendering to? What do we believe the character of God is? We know that we are responsible for our decisions, but we're not in control of our outcomes. Okay, peaceful transitions. Number three, it lessens the postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety. It promotes bonding, which helps breastfeeding. And when the mother is healthy, the whole family is healthy. So the way that we view birth should be a weighty decision. And this includes your first birth. I think there's a perpetual or there's a very big lie out there that if you are a first-time mom, you have to birth in the hospital just in case. Because you don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if you're going to be capable of it. So you just have to prove to yourself one time that you can birth right, and then you'll choose home birth. And what that says to me is that you're not at a place of confidence yet. You're not a place of being responsible for your decisions yet. And ultimately, that will impact your peaceful transition. And so, my admonishment to you is if you're believing that lie of, well, I really, really want a home birth. I feel so called to a home birth, but I just think birthing in the hospital first is going to be better. And then my second time, I will. I would highly encourage you to do some digging on that and ask the Lord if that is true. All right. In closing, I do want to remind you about the Peaceful Home Birth Retreat coming up this July 2024. A little over 1% of women in the US are choosing home birth, and a smaller percentage of those are believers in Jesus. There is something so powerful about and healing when we come into a community of women who are seeking or have been where you want to be. There's an amazing family that has offered to host, and accommodations are now included. So if you've had any desire to come to the retreat, but you're unsure about how to make it work, this just made it so much easier. So learn more, buy your ticket today at peacefulhomebirth.com/retreat. As always, thanks so much for listening to the show. If you have been listening for any amount of time and you love it, but you haven't left a review, would you please take 30 seconds, scroll down to where it says write a review, and leave a review for me? It helps the message that home birth is possible and that there are other like-minded believers out there wanting to birth a different way. As always, friends, peace be with you. I hope you loved today's episode and found it so helpful and encouraging. If you did, would you take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or send this episode to a friend who has been praying for a peaceful home birth? Lastly, make sure you get my free download of my complete home birth essentials checklist. Make sure you have everything ready to go so you're able to feel at peace and confidence leading into your home birth. This printable checklist has all of the important but less glamorous or thought of items that I have found to be so incredibly helpful to have at a home birth after working with many clients in person. Now, get it by clicking the link in the show notes. And as always, thanks for listening and peace be with you.